My guest at this time is New York Republican Congressman Bob Turner. He represents the 9th Congressional District in the state of New York, and he joins me now to talk about an important piece of legislation passed by the House of Representatives this week, which would freeze the pay of federal workers through the year 2013. And that includes everyone who works for the government, with the exception of those who serve us in the military. It does, however, include members of Congress as well. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, and it's nice to be here, Greg.
Thank you. This was already implemented, I guess, a couple of years ago. Why did you and your colleagues see the need to extend this for another 2 years? Obviously, you're trying to bring down the deficit, but why was this one of the major priorities in doing so?
This is one of the paid-fors. We have a bit of legislation now, such as the payroll reduction for this year, and it has to be paid for. And this is a tough way to do it, but it's one of the things that just has to be done as we look at the budgeting process and the extent of the deficit.
In terms of the reaction you've gotten to this, what did the Democrats have to say? What did you hear from federal workers? I'm sure they're not crazy about it, but do most of them see the need to continue this freeze, or was most of the reaction pretty unpleasant?
I imagine it's a little more unpleasant. I do have to point out that 72 Democrats supported the pay freeze, and the CBO is backing us a bit on this, in that the pay scale for federal workers versus the private sector and comparable works is a little out of balance. This is not inappropriate.
In terms of where things stand now, there was just a story out recently that suggested that federal workers are still earning a little bit more than their private sector counterparts. Is that your understanding as well?
Yes. In fact, fairly significantly, roughly 9% more in the overall package, pay and benefits. And on just pay alone, it's a 2% advantage to the federal employees.
The savings here, or at least the extra costs you won't be incurring, is $60 billion over this year and next year, which is obviously a large amount of money. But compared to the annual deficit, it's a relatively small percentage. So where does this fit in the larger Republican effort to bring down the amount of red ink?
Well, we have managed to halt discretionary spending for 2 years in a row now. It's actually down. Much of the deficit problem we have are programs beyond our reach at the moment, the entitlements. But where we can, we're making an important difference. I think the second full year without earmarks is a major accomplishment and will go a long way in putting together a responsible spending program and a transparent process.
When do you think the Republican majority will be able to address some of these entitlements? I know that Paul Ryan, the Budget Committee chairman, for example, has been looking at different ways to reform Medicare for the past year or so, and he's now in a partnership with Senator Wyden to try and figure out a couple of different ways around the expected destruction of Medicare due to financial insolvency in the coming year. So what do you see your party working on in the short term here?
I'm not sure we can get the things that need to be done finished this year, and it may take a whole different look at the composition of the Senate next year, as well as the presidency, to really get anything meaningful done. As has been mentioned time and time again, entitlement reform is the third rail of politics. Touch this, you die. There are maybe enough new freshmen and other politicians now ready to say, look, we will pay the political price, but if we don't fix this, we could endanger the economic security of the whole country and destroy those very programs that everyone is trying to save. I applaud Paul Ryan's efforts. I think he has already talked about some important compromises. I think we can start to solve this problem without privatizing and still protecting the people that have already paid into the system and have no alternatives now, those that are like 55 and older. Now, this is both Social Security and Medicare. And we can do this responsibly, but we got to do it now. And I think we have to be brutally frank with the populace that going forward, the next generation or soon beyond will not be able to get the same benefits we have now. If you look at the numbers, they just are what they are. We have to reconcile ourselves to this reality and stop kicking the can down the road.
We're talking with Congressman Bob Turner, a Republican from New York's 9th Congressional District. And, sir, one last question on a different topic, but it was one that was obviously central to your winning the special election last year, and that's the issue of America's policy towards Israel. Just in the last day or so, we've learned that Israel now believes it is capable of taking out the Iranian nuclear program with strikes. It seems that the Obama administration is not very keen on the idea of doing that if Israel deems it necessary. What do you make of the latest developments there?
The Iranians are a menace and a nuisance to us. To the Israelis, they are an existential threat. The Iranians, this regime, which is a terrorist regime masquerading as a legitimate government, have said they are going to destroy Israel. It's one of their most important and the most important objective. The Israelis cannot really allow these people to have an atomic weapon. I think there may be other ways to solve this problem, but we need a far more forceful approach from this administration. And failing that, I think we have to support whatever independent actions the Israelis make.
Well, we'll certainly be following that story as well as your ongoing efforts to reduce federal spending. Sir, thank you very much for your time and have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you.
New York Republican Congressman Bob Turner represents his state's 9th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.